the focus of the client's phenomenal world. It has already been pointed out that, in spite of the changes reflected in client-centered therapy by the development of the theory of the three therapeutic conditions, the communication of accurate empathic understanding remains the actual work of the client-centered therapist. This indicates the continued belief among client-centered therapists that understanding the client's world as the client sees it is central in effecting therapeutic change. It is this belief that, as Seaman has pointed out, is signified by the term client-centered. All therapeutic approaches are, of course, centrally interested in the client, and in this sense might be thought of as client-centered. But the term client-centered has, for our group, a technical meaning not often explicated. Many therapeutic systems consider the achievement of an empathic grasp of the client's private world only a preliminary to the real work of the therapist. For these therapists, coming to understand the client's phenomenal universe is rather like taking a history. It is a first step. Instead, the client-centered therapist aims...